Ever wonder how retail stores choose the music they play? Me either. But we've got an answer for you. It's the Business News headlines for Tuesday, the 24th day of December. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Newly discovered documents suggest that Boeing employees were worried about the MAX 737. Stocks closed mixed today, and the new Nike shoe featuring Colin Kaepernick sold out in less than a day. Who's buying them? We'll share. Also today, Dr. Dan McGeehee from the Public Policy Center at the University of Iowa is in to talk about automatic vehicles. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday, Christmas Eve edition of the Business News Headlines. And by the way, just a programming note for you, we are off tomorrow. Why? Well, the markets are closed, but we will be posting up on our Twitter account, well, some of the stories that we've had over the past year that you might get a kick out of. All you have to do is follow us at IOB_NewsHour. That's at IOB_NewsHour if you get bored by tomorrow afternoon or something like that. Well, if you, like me, wander through retail stores and wonder about the music they're playing, well, even if you don't wonder about that, we've got a glimpse of what it's all about. Danny Turner creates playlists for Mood Music, which bought out Muzak out of bankruptcy back in 2011. Clients of Mood Music include Target, Claire's, and a host of big and small box retailers. According to the story in CNN, music, it seems, can influence shopper behavior and help brands create an emotional connection with their customers. Stores have different ways of choosing which songs to play on their speakers. Some, including Lululemon, let store managers decide. Walmart plays its own radio station, Walmart Radio, and DJs select songs. Other companies, including Neighborhood Goods, work with third parties such as Mood Media or Soundtrack Your Brand. Some stores, like Costco, well, they don't play music at all. In the UK, retailer Marks & Spencer turned off the music in 2016 after shoppers and workers complained about repetitive playlists. Now, for years, Target didn't play background music in their stores, but the company first began testing music again in 2011. Today, around 850 Target stores play music, and the chain will add tunes to more stores as it remodels locations around the country. So, what goes into all this? Well, it seems that if you're playing generic, impersonal music, it could prove to be alienating. But if you have something that feels distinct and personal, it adds to the sense of personality that people can become more loyal toward over time. That according to Mood Music. Turner, our Mood Music DJ, says music does have an impact on the in-store experience. He pointed to surveys the company conducted that found that 83% of American shoppers say they like in-store music, including 91% of customers between the ages of 18 and 24. Consumers say they're more likely to stay in stores for longer periods of time if there's music, and they will return for a visit, according to Mood Media data. And they'll even recommend a friend visit a store if they have a positive experience with the music. A study conducted by Canadian music licensing company in Tandem this year backs this up. The company found that one-third of Canadians say they stay longer in stores because of the music being played. So now you know. And Costco plays none. How about that? A U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee aide today said that Boeing documents, now under review by a U.S. government committee, appear to point to a very disturbing picture of commentary from the plane maker's employees over the 737 MAX aircraft. The documents submitted to the committee late yesterday discuss concerns over Boeing's commitment to safety, along with efforts by some employees to ensure the company's production plans were not being diverted by regulators or by others. Boeing was not immediately available for comment. Well, the S&P 500 ended a little changed today, and the NASDAQ edged higher to another record in muted Christmas Eve trading. The markets, by the way, closed at 1 p.m. Eastern time. The Dow lost 36 points to close at 28,515. The NASDAQ was up by 7 points to close at 89,52. And the S&P 500 was down fractionally to end the day at 32.23. The three major averages all posted record closes yesterday, though. The S&P 500 has risen 2.6% for December and 8.3% for the quarter. It's also on pace for its best annual performance in 6 years, up 28.6% for 2019 through yesterday's close. Now, if the benchmark ends the year up by more than 29%, it will score the best year since 1997. Today also marked the official start of the Santa Claus rally period, which happens on the final 5 trading days of the year and the first 2 trading days of the new year. Stocks tend to have unusually strong performance during these trading days, with the S&P 500 averaging a 1.3% gain since when? 1950. That, according to the Stock Traders Almanac. We shall see. And finally, there is this. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick's collaboration shoe with Nike Air Force One sold out on its first day. The true-to-seven black and white sneaker that retails for $110 with an embroidered portrait of Kaepernick was snatched up online in the first 2 hours of its release here in North America. All of that suggests that Nike's ties with the controversial athlete has paid off so far. Kaepernick has also starred in an Emmy Award-winning Nike commercial. In 2016, the former San Francisco 49er player became a controversial figure after taking a knee during the national anthem in protest of police brutality as well as racial inequality. And by the way, just in case you were wondering, according to the numbers, the average age level of the folks snapping up the Kaepernick shoes? 18 to 24-year-olds. Coming up next, Dan McGeehee is from the Public Policy Center of the University of Iowa, and he joins me to chat it up about autonomous and automatic vehicles. There is a difference. We're also going to be talking about the testing that's going on in Iowa City for things that you might be able to buy in about 15 years. Dan McGeehee, next, here on the Business News Hour.